This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. By my estimation, there's about a 70% chance right now that Trump will be impeached by the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives. Of course, only by having everything rigged. I mean, what are the allegations against Trump? Well, nothing that is a fact. It's all fabricated. It's complete fiction. They are, you know, they made it all up. They installed spies in the Trump administration. Then they changed the whistleblowing rules so they could have the, quote, whistleblower, who's just a deep state spy, fabricate a bunch of false accusations against Trump. And then they blew these up in the complicit media and blew up the accusations among Democrats to create an artificial hysteria to call for impeachment when there's nothing underneath these accusations that would stand up to scrutiny. There are no facts except the fact that Joe Biden committed the crimes that Trump is being blamed for. That's the relevant fact in all of this. But nevertheless, they're going to very likely impeach Trump before Thanksgiving. But there's a silver lining to this, and that's the point of this podcast. The silver lining is impeachment requires a vote, and the vote puts people on the record. And when people are on the record voting for treason, which is what this is treason to try to get rid of a president because the Democrats just flat out don't like Trump running the White House. But by voting for impeachment, they make their names known. And here's my message to all patriots across America today. It's time to start keeping track of who's a traitor. It's time to start writing down those names and making sure that we all know who needs to be arrested when it comes down to the military police arrests of the treasonous traitors who tried to overthrow this country. Obviously, it's important to know who should be arrested, indicted, and charged with treason. When they vote for impeachment, that is an unambiguous, super clear indicator that they are traitors against America. So note the names. But it's not just those who are in the House of Representatives who are traitors deserving of being arrested and indicted and charged with treason. It's also fake journalists. These are people who are pretending to be journalists, but what they actually are is Democrat operatives. They are part of the deep state. Journalism today in the left-wing media isn't really journalism anymore. It's just an extension of the propaganda arm of the deep state. And it's very clear who they are. So every left-wing hack, media hack, that promotes impeachment, you need to note their names too, because that's who should be arrested. And every tech giant that continues to be complicit in censoring the voices of pro-America channels or pro-Trump individuals, every tech giant CEO, their name should be noted to be arrested, to be charged with treason. This is collusion among the Democrat lawmakers, the fake media hacks, and the tech giants. And of course, the deep state operatives as well. Their names are already on the arrest list, by the way. Andrew McCabe, James Comey, Robert Mueller has been part of this from the very beginning, by the way. But that's the truth about what's really going on. So it's up to we the people to make sure that we know absolutely who is a traitor against America, because we don't want to falsely arrest someone who hasn't, you know, very clearly spoken or taken action to try to betray this country. We have to be sure that when the day comes to arrest these people and charge them with treason, we need to be absolutely sure that they are traitors, that they have tried to overthrow this country, that they have become domestic enemies of the people. And it's very clear, anyone who votes for impeachment based on this fabricated set of accusations, completely flimsy, non-factual, just bogus allegations, anyone who votes for impeachment under these circumstances is an enemy of the United States of America. They're working against the interests of this country. They're working against democracy. They're working to overthrow the will of the people. And they are trying to thrust this country into a civil war because they think they can profit from the chaos. So just remember, when the word comes down for the mass arrests, make sure that we know who the traitors really are. And that day is coming. It's going to be so clear, black and white. In fact, it's quite clear right now, but we just want to be doubly sure or triple sure, if you can say that. We've got to be absolutely certain that when we take these actions as a nation, under the directive of our commander-in-chief, we, the people, our military, our law enforcement, our National Guard, our military police, all of us who are acting on behalf of the executive, we need to be sure that we are stopping the true enemies of America, that we are accurate in these actions that are authorized by our commander-in-chief. So start writing down the names. Make sure you know who's who. Make sure you know where these people are operating. Make sure you know enemy territory. Make sure that the actions that you are taking at the request of the commander-in-chief, those actions are justified. And you know, these traitors who are committing treason against America, they will be tried in a military tribunal. And that military tribunal has different rules than a civilian court system. For one thing, there are no civilian judges because so many of the judges today are corrupt. They are just extensions of the deep state swamp. But in a military trial, the rules are very, very different. A military trial is what's applied to traitors in a time of war. And Trump has already declared that we are at war. He said it in a recent speech. We're at war because the deep state has declared war on America. The Democrats have declared war. The fake media hacks have declared war. And they are waging a war on America. They are waging a war against civility, against the rule of law, against elections, democracy. They're waging a war against truth. They're waging a war against free speech. They demand that everyone be censored if they don't like what you have to say. Heck, CNN is now calling for Rudy Giuliani to be censored, to be banned off all networks, because Rudy Giuliani is talking about all the documents he has that show Joe Biden to be a criminal traitor, a corrupt, you know, mafia boss, a political mafia that runs international shakedown schemes to funnel over $1 billion to his own son. And this was all done under Barack Obama. Joe Biden has committed the crimes that the Democrats are accusing Trump of committing. Joe Biden has committed them, and Rudy Giuliani has the documentation. So of course, CNN is out there now saying, ban Rudy. Don't let anyone know the truth. Don't let anyone see the documents. And this is how the left works. They are lawless. They have no ethics. If you have evidence against them, they just censor you and blacklist you or slander you, try to defame you, try to deplatform you. But when they don't have evidence against you, they fabricate it and proclaim it to be real. They make it up and push it out there as if it were real. And then they fake all their reactions to it because all the Democrat lawmakers are now basically just crisis actors. And they go, oh my God, it's so horrible. They're making it up. It's all staged. Everything the left does is faked. And it isn't just now. It's been this way for decades. And even the gun control fakery, the staged false flags, and all these things that are taking place, it's all a theater for your mind. Because the Democrats and the deep state and the globalists, they're all corrupt. They're all criminals, including the FBI under James Comey and even under Christopher Wray to this day. Totally corrupt. The FBI has been a criminal cartel since the 1950s, by the way. And the FBI was involved in the assassination of JFK and RFK, by the way, in case you didn't know. Oh, and Martin Luther King Jr., too, by the way. The FBI has been running criminal assassinations for decades. You think they just turned bad? No, they've been bad for decades. In any case, look, all of this is coming out now. The American people are informed like never before. What they are seeing is mind-blowing, and the people are going to support Trump to give Trump the power to finish the job of draining the swamp. And that's going to mean gutting the FBI and the CIA and elements of the DOJ, by the way, gutting the State Department. Really, what Trump needs to do is fire everybody in Washington, D.C. and just start over with a much smaller government, like 1/10 or 1/20 the current size. Just fire everybody, shut down everything, and start over, because they're all corrupt. They're all criminals, almost without exception. And they're all allied against the United States of America. They are enemies within, and the enemies need to be taken down by orders, by order of the president. And that day, I think, is coming. So your help will be needed. Make sure that you know who's the enemy and who are friendlies. Pay close attention to what's about to happen, because this is history in the making. And with your help, we will emerge on the right side of history, with America's liberties restored, the deep state swamp defeated, and once again, a bright future for this great republic. And thank you for your support. You can keep reading my work at newstarget.com or listen to my podcast at brighteon.com. That's the YouTube alternative where your free speech is welcomed. So go ahead and check it out, brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. When you support us, we keep fighting for America. We keep fighting for your liberty, fighting for your natural health, for disease prevention, for education and knowledge about how to be healthy and how to live a productive, happy life. Support us at healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 products, lab tested, clean, ultra clean, the cleanest offered anywhere in the world. Healthrangerstore.com. Check it out. Support our mission and help enhance and protect your health at the same time.